player on 720 WGN. So Alice Cooper pioneered a theatrical brand of hard rock that was designed to shock and has endured for over 50 years. Alice was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011. He'll be performing in the area just a bit north of the Wisconsin State Fair this summer. His latest album is called Paranormal, and Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert from executive producer Andrew Lloyd Webber debuts on NBC, starring John Legend, Sarah Bareilles, and the rock legend that is joining us tonight, Alice Cooper.
Dave, how you doing?
I'm great, Alice. Great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us tonight. Over five decades of rock performing live all over the world, you know, what you have done on stage has always been a full-on theatrical production all along. So you're no stranger, obviously, to this live production tonight.
Yeah, it feels, you know, very much like a part of our show. You know, I mean, what we do is I've always let the lyrics decide what's going to happen on stage. If you're singing Welcome to My Nightmare,
mm-hmm.
Give them the nightmare.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
right.
let the lyrics come to life, and that's how we've always done our show, and that's pretty much what this thing is too. I mean, you know, when Herod is sort of berating Jesus and sort of really being condescending, I kind of think of the character of Judas. I mean, of Herod as sort of an Alan Rickman. You know, condescending he can be.
Yeah.
Cancel Christmas.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. I think that's kind of the way I want to play it. And it's the thing that's funny about Herod is with all this going on, he is so egotistical. He thinks all of this is about him.
Sure.
He doesn't really look at Jesus and go, oh, this is about Jesus. He looks at it and goes, oh, all these people are here for me. You know, so that's how bewildered he is with the whole thing. And then when he sees Jesus, you know, then he starts kind of like laying into him on a very cynical level.
Well, here's what I love about this too, Alice. You became connected to all of this. You recorded a King Herod song years ago, like 20 years ago, for a London cast recording. Were you excited that NBC reached out to you to actually play this role of King Herod in the live production?
Yeah, I didn't really hear what that, you know, I knew that there was a lot of live plays going on TV. I know Grease, Jennifer Lopez did Grease, and there was all this stuff going on where they were bringing live Broadway to television.
Yeah.
And I said, what a great idea that is. So when Jesus Christ Superstar came up and I got the call, I was pretty sure it was coming from Tim Rice.
That's cool.
And, you know, and Andrew, because like you said, 22 years ago, I did the cast version.
Mm-hmm.
Tim wanted the character to have a little bit more threat in his voice.
Yeah.
That was built in. Nothing that was like overly done, but when I'm singing, you know, so you are the Christ, the great Jesus Christ, there's something in there that the way Alice sang that was really cynical, you know, and a little bit threatening. And I think that's what Tim wanted, that interpretation.
Well, I was going to say, people who are as old as me will remember the original Jesus Christ Superstar back in the early 70s, and I'm sure you know it too. But what will make this live version unique from what we've seen on screen and on stage? I mean, this is something pretty special with some pretty amazing people in front of the camera and behind.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that you know, Andrew and Tim are both involved is pretty neat. You know, when you're done at rehearsal and Andrew walks in, it's kind of cool. You know,
for
him to say, why don't we slow everything down? You can get more out of the lyrics if we slow things down. And I'm going, yeah, absolutely. You know, let's do that. I'm listening to him as sort of the, you know, Svengali up there because, I mean, he wrote all these songs. And it's fun for me not directing for once. You know, I mean, in our show, I do all the directing.
You do, yeah.
So it's fun to sit there and have somebody else's, you know, try this, try that. What if we do this? And as long as I think you keep to the character, they're going to allow me to play around a little bit with it. It's rehearsed enough where everybody knows what to do and everything. The other cast members have got a lot to remember. You know, basically, I have this wonderful little song with Jesus, and I'm trying to, you know, I basically have a stick and I'm poking him, you know, verbally, trying to get him angry, trying to get some kind of a reaction from him. I'm making fun of him. I'm being very condescending towards him. You know, oh yes, king to king. You know, like you know, like he's being very, very cynical to him. So that's kind of the fun part of it for me. And Victor, who plays Judas, voice is just unbelievable. It just, you know, so commanding. And John, of course, has got this ethereal quality to him, the same way Jesus did. Jesus had, you know, he never answered a question to any of the tribunals or anything. And he was so confident in who he was that he did not have to answer back. And so that kind of, you kind of feel that with John, too. John's got this kind of a quiet power to him.
I'm sure the rehearsals have been ridiculously intense leading up to this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, between the director and everybody there, and they're going, what if Herod was a little bit Mick Jagger right here? Or what if Herod was a little bit, you know, awkward? Or what if he's so egotistical and that in front of everybody he totally blows it and has to get his, you know, his ego back? And I said, that stuff can all be done. Let's try that, you know. And in the end, it'll be funny, but at the same time, I think you'll see that this guy, Herod, is a very bad guy. I mean, he tried to kill Jesus when he was a baby.
Right.
So this isn't his first
time up to bat on this.
This is the first time he's run up against this guy, yeah.
You know, you talked about, you know, just, you know, all your shows that you've ever done, especially, you know, the Jesus Christ Superstar. You know, you're really giving people a great performance. I kind of feel like that's what's lacking in some of the bands today, like when they go do live performances. I just don't feel like they're putting everything into it that I grew up with watching you and so many others.
Well, it's become a girl's market. You know, Lady Gaga was very instrumental in becoming sort of the Alice Cooper of the female genre at this point. You know, and they have all the big shows.
Sure.
I mean, you know, when you look at her show and you look at, you know, Rihanna's show and you look at Pink's show and all this stuff, they're doing all the big production. And the guys are doing nothing.
Yeah,
I kind of find it hard to find a really good hard rock band out there, you know, that really is up there on the level of Guns N' Roses or Aerosmith or,
it's true.
You know, there's just not a lot of those bands out there right now. And I can't understand why, except that it looks like the young bands are just afraid to be outlaws.
They are. Yeah. No.
You know, everything's so PC.
It is. I know.
Talk.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Go ahead.
I'm not politically correct. I'm usually politically incoherent.
Nice. Nice. You know, before I let you go, I have to mention this. Back in 1989, when I was working for Sam Goody Musicland, my Sony rep, or maybe it was my Epic Records rep, said, hey, I want you to meet somebody. Will you be around later this afternoon? And here you were. You showed up. And this is almost, you know, 30 years ago, on a dump truck with two women in bikinis.
Oh, yeah, for the trash.
For the Trash album.
Yeah, the Trash tour. Yeah. We delivered the Trash album in garbage trucks.
It was fantastic. That's when promotion was fun, my friend.
Exactly. That's when theatrics, you know, don't just leave the theatrics on stage. Take them out and do the promotion with it, like, and things like that. Now, the funny thing was, you have no idea how hard it is to rent a garbage truck in every city.
I bet it was. Yeah, no, I bet it was from a union perspective and everything. Yeah,
one of the great insults I had was in Dallas. You know, we said we need to rent a garbage truck, and they said, "Well, we don't know if we want our garbage trucks associated with Alice Cooper."
Oh, jeez. Oh man,
garbage truck. I said that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I said, I couldn't write that if you asked me to. I couldn't write that.
That's fantastic.
Well, I wouldn't want to ruin your reputation.
No, I guess not. That's fantastic. Well, I got to tell you what. See Alice Cooper and Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert Easter Sunday only on NBC. Alice, what a thrill it was to talk to you, pal.
Hey, thanks again, man. Thank you.
Take care. All right. Much more ahead on this Easter Sunday morning on 720 WGN.